Everybody in this town overreacts to every freaking thing the Browns do. Look, look. I know the Browns haven't built up a lot of goodwill in the bank. I get that. And if you're all skeptical out there, I get that. But my God, man, would you just lay off for a freaking segment? My Lord.
I'm not laying off nothing, because until I see a culture change, you can bring all the analytics in the world. And if that helps adjust the culture.
Maybe they're trying, Jay. Maybe good. This is the first part
that's
of it.
I'm all for
it. I know Sashi Brown is the first part of
that
culture.
That's a start.
Let me tell you something. You and I have been talking culture for 6 months.
Right.
Sashi Brown's good culture.
Tony, yeah, he's a good dude. I like him. You like him. A lot of other people like him and speak highly of him. But that still does not give us assurance that things are being changed.
God, man, I got to tell you, the 500-pound monkey on my back right now of the Browns sucking is just, it's killing me. You understand? I'm being suffocated.
Yeah, Tony,
tell Mike Greenberg we know the Browns suck.
Tony,
thank you very much for the excellent analogies and analysis that you bring up every morning I'm driving to work. I'm the most dysfunctional. If I hear dysfunctional one more time, I'm going to go insane.
Tony, I know you're a big Browns fan.
I'm sick of it, Aaron.
Okay.
I can only take so much.
This is the definition of the Browns trying to reinvent the wheel. And no, maybe
quit listening
and
to Mike Greenberg.
No, Tony.
The Jets aren't much better.
The criticism
after choking away the playoffs. What the hell's he got to talk about?
Riz, the criticism and the questions are fair. I'm just not going to be.
I know they're fair. I'm just tired of hearing them.
I'm not going.
This is my show. These are my 4 hours. You want that? Listen to Mike Greenberg. This is my show. And I'm tired of the Browns bashing. Now that's it. I'm done. I've had it. My God, man. I've been doing this for 6 months. I mean, how much more can we take? I can only imagine what the audience is thinking. Every move they make is the worst of all time. God, I hope they go to the playoffs next year. I will retire. I will ride off into the sunset and tell all of you to go to hell. I don't even work for the team. Well,
technically,
the pregame radio.
Do you like the move?
Yes, if you're going to go analytics, Paul DePodesta is a pretty good guy to get. If you disagree with going analytics, fine.
Nothing else has worked. Why not?
No, you know
I want to remind you all, we thought Mike Holmgren was going to take us to the Super Bowl. How did that work out?
Very, very bad.
Wow. People liked Mike Patton going into this year. His approval rating was about a 90. Okay? How did that work out?
Hey,
people thought Cam Irving and Danny Shelton, and I'm talking about Mort, were good, solid picks for the Browns. How did that work out? I'm tired of the expert crap. Give me your opinion and move on. Just quit burying us every step of the way. My God, I can't do it. It's not in my DNA. I'm not negative like that. I can't do it. I know we suck. I know we're taking a risk. It's a leap of faith. Can I at least see who they hire as a friggin' coach before you tell me they're going to go 3-13 again? Which they probably will.